Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Manim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Masechus Kedushin, Daf Ayin Hey, the fourth parak, Asar Yochsin. This daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who have been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, a braisa presents three opinions about which people disqualify a woman to kahuna through relations. The Tanna Kamma holds, as the Gemara explains, that anyone whose relations are forbidden disqualifies her. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol shezaru pasul, posul. Anyone whose offspring is disqualified from kahuna disqualifies her, and anyone whose offspring is fit for kahuna does not. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Kol shatanose bito, anyone whose daughter you, a Kohen, may marry, atanose almonaso, you may marry his widow. But if his daughter is prohibited to kahuna, his widow is also disqualified through relations. The Gemara explains that all agree that the rule is modeled after a widow who marries a Kohen Gadol, the source of a woman becoming disqualified. The Tanna Kamma holds that anyone whose relations are forbidden, like an almana to a Kohen Gadol, is disqualified to kahuna, which includes even a second-generation Egyptian convert. Rabbi Yossi holds he must also have disqualified children, like an almana marrying a Kohen Gadol whose children are halalim, excluding a second-generation Egyptian, whose children are permitted to the kahal, the congregation. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that only if all his children are disqualified, like an almana to a Kohen Gadol, is she disqualified, which excludes a ger amoni u'mo'avi whose female children are permitted. Point number two, Rav ruled like Rabbi Elazar that a Suffolk mumzer cannot marry a certain mumzeres nor a Suffolk one. Shmuel argued that the halakha should follow Hillel, who taught that 10 categories of yichus ascended from Bavel, and all people forbidden to the kahal may marry each other. The Gemara says that Rav and Shmuel both contradict themselves because regarding an arusa she'ibra, an arusa became pregnant, and the father is unknown, and anyone but the husband would render the child a mumzer. Rav said havlad mumzer, the child is a mumzer, and Shmuel said havlad shtuki, the child is a shtuki. Presumably, this means that Rav permits the Suffolk child to a certain mumzeres, and Shmuel forbids it to a mumzeres, which is the reverse of the positions before. The Gemara first answers to reverse the opinions of this machlokas and explains the need for the two machlokasim. Alternatively, the opinions need not be reversed, but reinterpreted, as the Gemara proceeds to explain. And point number three, Rabbi Elazar taught, Kusi lo yisa kusis. A kusi cannot marry a kusis, although they are members of the same nation. Several explanations are disproven until Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said, Shalosh malchokas bedavar, there are three opinions on the matter of kusim's disqualification. Rabbi Shmuel holds, kusim geri arayushen. Kusim were converts because of the attacking lions, and their insincere conversion was invalid, but kohanim shenitmu behem, kohanim psuim hayu. And the Kohanim who assimilated with them, as the Pasuk describes, were unfit Kohanim. Jews cannot marry these invalid converts. Rabbi Akiva holds Kusim are Geri Emes, true converts, and only legitimate Kohanim assimilated with them. Jews cannot marry with them because they only required Yibum for an Arusa, but allowed a Nesua to marry without a Chalitza because they erroneously interpreted Eshes HaMesa Chutza as the outside wife. And Rabbi Akiva holds that a child from a Yavama and another man is a Mumzer. Finally, Rabbi Elazar holds that Kusim could not even marry each other because some are unfamiliar with the laws of marriage, leading to some invalid divorces and subsequent mamzerim. Since the descendants of those familiar with the laws were not mamzerim, no Kusi can marry another. So once again, the three points are, number one, a braisa presents three opinions about which people disqualify a woman to kahuna through relations. The Tanna Kamma holds, as the Gemara explains, that anyone whose relations are forbidden disqualifies her. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol shezaru pasul, posul. Anyone whose offspring is disqualified from kahuna disqualifies her, and anyone whose offspring is fit for kahuna does not. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Kol shatanose bito, anyone whose daughter you, a Kohen, may marry, atanose almonaso, you may marry his widow. But if his daughter is prohibited to kahuna, his widow is also disqualified through relations. The Gemara explains that all agree that the rule is modeled after a widow who marries a Kohen Gadol, the source of a woman becoming disqualified. The Tanna Kamma holds that anyone whose relations are forbidden, like an almana to a Kohen Gadol, is disqualified to kahuna, which includes even a second-generation Egyptian convert. Rabbi Yossi holds he must also have disqualified children, like an almana marrying a Kohen Gadol whose children are halalim, excluding a second-generation Egyptian, whose children are permitted to the kahal, the congregation. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that only if all his children are disqualified, like an almana to a Kohen Gadol, is she disqualified, which excludes a ger amoni u'mo'avi whose female children are permitted. Point number two, Rav ruled like Rabbi Elazar that a Suffolk mumzer cannot marry a certain mumzeres nor a Suffolk one. Shmuel argued that the halakha should follow Hillel, who taught that 10 categories of yichus ascended from Bavel, and all people forbidden to the kahal may marry each other. The Gemara says that Rav and Shmuel both contradict themselves, because regarding an Arusa She'ibra, an Arusa who became pregnant, and the father is unknown, and anyone but the husband would render the child a mamzer, Rav said Havrad mamzer, the child is a mamzer, and Shmuel said Havrad shtuki, the child is a shtuki. Presumably, this means that Rav permits the suffix child to a certain mamzeres, and Shmuel forbids it to a mamzeres, which is the reverse of the positions before. The Gemara first answers to reverse the opinions of this machlokas and explains the need for the two machlokasim. Alternatively, the opinions need not be reversed, but reinterpreted, as the Gemara proceeds to explain. And point number three, Rabbi Elazar taught, kusi lo yisa kusis. A kusi cannot marry a kusis, although they are members of the same nation. Several explanations are disproven until Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Shalosh machlokas b'davar, there are three opinions on the matter of kusim's disqualification. Rabbi Shmuel holds, kusim geri arayusen. Kusim were converts because of the attacking lions, and their insincere conversion was invalid, but kohanim shenitmu behem, kohanim psulim hayu. And the Kohanim who assimilated with them, as the Pasuk describes, were unfit Kohanim. Jews cannot marry these invalid converts. Rabbi Akiva holds Kusim are Geri Emes, true converts, and only legitimate Kohanim assimilated with them. Jews cannot marry with them because they only required Yibum for an Arusa, but allowed a Nesua to marry without a Chalitza because they erroneously interpreted Eshes HaMesa Chutza as the outside wife. And Rabbi Akiva holds that a child from a Yavama and another man is a Mamzer. Finally, Rabbi Elazar holds that Kusim could not even marry each other because some are unfamiliar with the laws of marriage, leading to some invalid divorces and subsequent mamzerim. Since the descendants of those familiar with the laws were not mamzerim, no Kusi can marry another. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ayin Hey, and this one was suggested to us by David Zev Glickman from London, as well as Gedalia Weiss. They both suggested that Ayin Hey is an Am HaAretz. So here goes. The Am HaAretz who failed the Shadchan 101 course when he suggests an almana to a Kohen Gadol, followed by other women disqualified to the Kohuna, for God who a Suffolk Mamzer can marry, and then tried to set up a Kusi with a Kusis. Once again, it's slow motion. The Am HaAretz, Am HaAretz, that must be more on Duff. Ayin Hey, Am HaAretz. The Am HaAretz who failed the Shadchan 101 course when he suggested an almana to a Kohen Gadol, followed by other women disqualified to the kahuna, which reminds us. A Braisa presents three opinions about which people disqualify a woman to kahuna through relations. The Gemara explains that all agree that the rule is modeled after an almana who marries a Kohen Gadol, the source of a woman becoming disqualified. So the Am HaAretz who failed the Shadchan 101 course when he suggested an almana to a Kohen Gadol, followed by other women disqualified to the kahuna, for God who is Suffolk Mamzer can marry, which reminds us. Rav ruled like Rabbi Elazar that a Suffolk Mamzer cannot marry a certain Mamzeris, nor a Suffolk one. Shmuel argued that the halacha should follow Hillel, who taught that 10 categories of Yuchas ascended from Bavel, and all people forbidden to the Kahal may marry each other. So the Am HaAretz who failed the Shadchan 101 course, when he suggested an almana to a Kohen Gadol, followed by the woman disqualified to the kahuna, for God who a Suffolk Mamzer can marry, and then tried to set up a Kusi with a Kusis, which reminds us, Belazar taught, Kusi lo yisa Kusis. A Kusi cannot marry Kusis, although they are members of the same nation. He holds they cannot marry each other because some are unfamiliar with the laws of marriage, leading to some invalid divorces and subsequent mamzerim. Since the descendants of those familiar with the laws were not mamzerim, no Kusi can marry another. So once again, the Am HaAretz who found the Shadchan 101 course, when he suggested an almana to a Kohen Gadol, followed by other women disqualified to the kahuna, for God who a Suffolk Mamzer can marry, and then try to set up a Kusi with a Kusis. Alright, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Ein Av. So the Siman Daf Ein Av is a donkey going E-Aw. So here goes. The donkey driver donkey, that must be more in Daf Ein Av, E-Aw. The donkey driver from the land of Isa carrying dough to Eretz Yisrael on his donkey, which reminds us, Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, Karatzos Isa le'Eretz Yisrael, all lands are like dough, meaning a mix of genealogical pure and impure people compared to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Isa le'Bavel, and Eretz Yisrael is like dough compared to Babel. So the donkey driver from the land of Isa carrying dough to Eretz Yisrael on his donkey saw two people arguing why Shir and Hashem's different names was canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the discretion in transmitting and pronouncing Hashem's 4-letter, 12-letter, and 42-letter names. Rava once sought to speak publicly about Kosh Baruch Hu's 4-letter name until an elder told him that it must remain hidden. So the donkey driver from the land of Isa carrying dough to Eretz Yisrael on his donkey saw two people arguing why Shir and Hashem's different names was canceled, and that the one who quieted down first was given a better yichus certificate, which reminds us, Gemara relates how the people in Eretz Yisrael examined people's lineage. When two people would quarrel with each other, they would see which of them would be silent first. Amru haim yichus tfei, and they would say, this one is a better lineage, because those with tainted lineage are generally resentful of being rejected by others and are therefore quarrelsome. Similarly, Rav said, Shtikuse de Babel hayini yuchusa. The silence of people of Babel is the proof of their pure lineage. Daf Ayin Beis. So the Siman Daf Ayin Beis is a thick piece of birthday cake. So here goes. When the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond instead of birthday cake, thick piece of birthday cake, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Beis, of thick. When the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond-studded birthday cake, which reminds us from a pasuk in Daniel, we learn that the Persians are compared to a bear. They eat and drink like a bear, they're fat like a bear, they're hairy like a bear, and they have no rest like a bear, which constantly paces even when tied. So when the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond-studded birthday cake from the boy who was born on the same day, a great tzaddik died, which reminds us when Rabbi Kiva died, Rebbe was born. When Rebbe died, Rav Yehuda was born. Rav Yehuda was born, Rav was born. When Rav died, Rav Ashi was born. L'lamedcha she'en tzaddik niftar min ha'olam, to teach you that a tzaddik does not leave this world ad she'nivra tzaddik kamoso, until another tzaddik like him is created. So when the big Persian bear stole a thick piece of diamond-studded birthday cake from the boy who was born on the same day, a great tzaddik died. His father tried to scare it away by splashing pure water towards it that was meant to purify mamzerim in the future, which reminds us there's a malchokas of mamzerim will be pure in the times of Mashiach. Daf Ayin. So the Siman Daf Ayin is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The ostrich egg farmer ostrich egg, that must learn Daf Ayin Gimel, giant ostrich egg. The ostrich egg farmer convert getting married to a mamzeris while standing on a giant ostrich egg, which reminds us, Gemara brings malchokas, if a ger can marry a mamzeris. So the ostrich egg farmer convert getting married to a mamzeris while standing on a giant ostrich egg, notice a young shtuki child looking to find his unknown father, which reminds us the prohibition of a shtuki, one whose father is unknown. So the ostrich egg farmer convert getting married to a mamzeris while standing on a giant ostrich egg, notice a young shtuki child looking to find his unknown father. When all of a sudden a man and a woman snatched a lost boy off the street claiming to be his parents, and were believed. Which reminds us, Rav Chisda said, Shloshin emanim la'altar, three people are believed only when they testify immediately. And they are one who testifies about an asufi, a midwife, and one releasing her fellow woman from neither concerns. The first was explained by Rav, Kozman Shebashuk, as long as the child is in the street, aviv imo ne'emanim alav, his father and mother are believed to claim he's their child. But once he's gathered in from the street, he's considered an asufi and requires full testimony. Daf Ayin Dalet, so the Siman Daf Ayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The seller who is told in the witness stand, that must be on Daf Ayin Dalet, aid. The seller who is told in the witness stand that he wasn't believed regarding who he sold an item to, since the item already left his possession, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa that where two people are arguing over who bought an item, the seller is believed to identify the true buyer. This is only where the merchandise is still in the seller's possession, because it's his responsibility to complete the transaction and give it to the buyer, and so is careful to remember him. Once it left his possession, he's no longer granted special believability, because he is less careful to remember the buyer once he fulfilled his responsibility. So the seller who is told in the witness stand that he wasn't believed regarding who he sold an item to, since the item already left his possession, heard the judge call a shtuki a baduki, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph taught that Abba Shul called a shtuki a baduki, an examined one. Abba Shul holds that if we ask his mother and she says that she had relations with a genealogical fit man, she's believed even where most of the people in the city would render her child unfit for kahuna. So the seller who was told in the witness stand that he wasn't believed regarding who he sold an item to, since the item already left his possession, heard the judge call a shtuki, a baduki, who ran through the courtroom to see the chuppah taking place outside of an Amoni ger marrying a mamzeris, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches, Kol asurin levo b'kahal, all those forbidden to enter the congregation, mitam levo zeh b'zeh, are permitted to marry one another. Rava ultimately explains that Amoni or Moabi ger are the ones forbidden to enter the congregation that the Mishnah permits to marry other such people, such as mamzerim. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who prohibits converts to marry mamzerim, would agree that these gerim, who are prohibited to legitimate Jews, are permitted to mamzerim. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you know that an Amoni or Moavi ger is allowed to marry a mamzeris? That's on Daf Ayin Dalet. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you have three opinions about which people disqualify a woman to kahuna through relations? That's on Daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you know before one tzaddik dies, another tzaddik is born? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you know about the prohibition of a shtuki? That's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which of them Rebbe Lezer taught that a kusi cannot marry a kusis? That's on Daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number 6. Which of them learned that Abba Shul called a shtuki a baduki? That's on Daf Ein Dal. Good number seven, which definitely about the power of Chazak and the story about the families of Kohanim, who are known to have weak Yichud status, but yet could still eat Truma. That's on Daf. Samach Task. Good number eight, which Daf to be Machokes regarding who a Safek Mamzer can marry. That's on Daf. Ein Hey. Good number nine, which Daf to be one who marries an unfit woman for money will have children who are unfit. That's on Daf. Ayin. Good. Number 10. Which of the one a seller is not believed who he sold an item to after the item leaves his possession? That's on Daf. Ayin Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.